This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. As many as 5,000 evacuees from Houston and the Gulf Coast are headed to the Kay Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas. That presents a huge medical challenge. For this week's Friday Conversation, I caught up with Ray Fowler of UT Southwestern outside the so-called mega shelter here. He's the medical director of the shelter and a hurricane veteran who got his start with Katrina. Dr. Fowler, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
It's good to be here and good to get a break for a few minutes from the shelter. It's quite busy in there.
What are the biggest medical concerns right now?
I'm an emergency doc by trade, and of course in our field we see every emergency of every age group, any conceivable emergency that might occur, and we have to keep it safe. That's the principal thing.
So I understand this is your fifth hurricane. How did you kind of get started in this very specific specialty?
Well, I just sort of stepped in. I had the honor of being the chief medical officer for the Katrina response 12 years ago. It was wild. We sheltered 2,800 people. Our first day of clinic operation, our medical clinic, we saw 1,128 patients. Day one of operation, where we were really just setting up, we were four times busier than Parkland ER. And then after we got through, the original crowd was about 600 patients a day for almost a month. And of course, as you recall, Hurricane Rita came right on top of that.
What's the biggest difference between where you are today and where you were at this point in Katrina response 12 years ago?
Well, Katrina was my first enormous disaster to be involved with, and we got some people that were very sick, and we didn't know what to anticipate. For example, we had a diarrheal outbreak that involved almost 10% of them. We had over 200 victims of what's called norovirus, which is a very severe outbreak. And it could have killed people. And we had medical rangers from the Texas State Guard roaming the clinic throughout the night for the purpose of saying, do you see anybody sick? Do you see anybody in distress? And lo and behold, they found a comatose 18-month-old. Picked that kid up, brought him to the children's facility. They resuscitated that child. It's called hypernatremic dehydration. That kid could have died, and we just were blessed that we were able to resuscitate the child. When you have thousands of people, you have the spectrum of emergencies that can occur, from cardiac arrest to stroke to heart attack and so forth.
What's the biggest lesson you learned in Katrina, and how has that changed the way the response is this time?
Well, one lesson I learned is humility, which is the fact that you may think you have the right solution for stuff, but you may be wrong. And number two was that we did not have a rule book, so we had to make it up as we went. Number three, a lesson I learned is that the Dallas community is wonderful. I mean, there is so much heart in this community that it's just astonishing. Put out the call for supplies back up to your loading dock. I mean, it's incredible.
What would you say the biggest challenge for people who've come here so far is that you've seen?
The folks that come here to the cots with the food and the shower are mostly people who've lost everything. And so it's difficult to express the sense of grief that is felt by so many of those who are over there lying on cots, realizing the fact that they had a home, they had a trailer, they had whatever, and it's now underwater. There's a sense of not knowing. They may not have a credit card. They may not have any money. We saw that at Katrina. We had 40,000 people come to this county in Katrina, and 40% of them didn't go home because they had nowhere to go to. Now, that was 12 years ago. I can't speak to today, but you know, the burden's enormous, and so it behooves the fact that we as a group, whether it's Office of Emergency Management, EMS, the cops, et cetera, all have to work together to help these folks say, we are going to move you from where you are now and help ease you along to the path where you need to go.
I would imagine one of the biggest challenges has to be the mental health situation. How do you take that on in a shelter like this?
That's a great question. At Katrina, we had a 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week mental health program for 2 weeks. We have that here. It's running 12 hours a day at the moment, and if we end up staffing up with the entire 5,000, then it'll run 24 hours a day.
I'm curious about the personal toll of this. I mean, it has to be just, I mean, both mentally and physically, really hard for you to take on.
Well, it was. Katrina was my first experience with this, and you know, ultimately our job was to keep it safe. And we had several instances where it was uncertain that it would be safe. We all just worked 20 hours a day until we dropped. And a month passed, and 10,000 patients passed, and all these issues that we had to deal with. And I realized the fact that I, too, had developed, you know, a sense of, you know, sort of post-traumatic feelings, you know, old men who cry at cat food commercials, you know, I mean, you know, a sense of tearfulness and sleeplessness and that sort of thing. I realized the fact that I had become part of the disaster myself in a way, in as much as, you know, as you said, the toll that it takes on the rescuer is not dissimilar to the rescuee. And I think that we all have to guard about that, is that be careful, do healthy things for yourself when you're a rescuer, take care of yourself, get your rest, eat right, and try to dispel the worry.
Dr. Raymond Fowler of UT Southwestern, Medical Director of the Shelter at the Dallas Convention Center, thanks for taking the time.
Rick, it's a distinct honor, and thank you for coming out to talk to us.